I know that you've been making some payments.
That's true construction.
Good morning. Is James there?
No, he's not here at the moment.
Oh, okay. Okay, maybe you can point me in the right direction. Does there happen to be like a CFO, a controller, anything like that available? My name is Hashim, and I was calling from Cardiff. And I was calling regarding some financing that was done with Western. Looked like it was for some equipment. And I was following up with him here. I had him as the point of contact for the finances of the company. Is there anyone else that might be able to know anything about that or handle it maybe?
I don't know what to tell you other than, I mean, Sandy, like she pays the bills and stuff, but she's new, and I don't know if she would even know anything about it. It would depend on
Oh, really? How new is she?
Like, month or so new.
Oh, okay, so she's pretty new.
Yeah. See, what happened was I had one quit on me.
Uh-huh.
She was supposed to be training somebody else and didn't fully train her before she quit on me. And then the other one quit on me.
Oh, really?
And we didn't see anybody else.
Oh, man. So you had to get someone last minute.
Yeah, so when this woman came in, she came in blind.
I see.
And I was already blind to everything because all that wasn't even in my department.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I can give you the owner's cell.
How about an email? Is the email address just the jamesstreetconstruction@yahoo.com? Is that the only one that he uses?
Yes.
Okay, so if I shoot him an email, do you think that would be sufficient enough in order for him to get back to me? Or is there, like, a better way to reach him or anything like that?
Well, if you want to send an email, I'll print it out, and I'll give it to him when he comes back in the office because he's sort of in and out all day.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great, actually.
Maybe we can go from there.
Yeah, definitely. All right, I'll shoot it over to the James Street Construction at Yahoo, and if you can show it to him, that'd be great. How's business been for you guys? Been pretty good?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. I like the way you said that.
yeah, long hours, let's just put it that way.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Good to hear that. You guys taking on a lot of projects this summer?
Well, we build buildings, and then we build chicken houses for Case, Tyson, and Purdue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I did not know that at all.
We're pretty busy.
Okay, wow. Great. All right. We'll shoot that email over to him. Do you know by any chance when he does like the financing for the company or anything like that?
No, I have no idea and all that, because like I say, that was completely out of my department.
Yeah.
You know, me, I work up front, I wait on customers. I type
right.
Estimates, invoices, I order metal, lumber, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So, you're not as involved in the financial department as he is, really?
No.
Okay. Do you guys have any, like, upcoming projects that you might be taking on or anything like that?
I don't know. All I know is when he gives me something.
Oh, okay, just whenever he comes up and he lets you know about it.
Yeah. Sometimes he lets me know about multiple at one time, so, you know.
Oh, that's fair enough, I guess, right?
Yeah.
That's his side.
I just do what I can do.
Okay. All right, then. I guess I will follow back up. Do you know when the best time to reach him usually is? I know we spoke with him about 4 or 5 months ago. That was the last time I spoke with him. And he was talking about, as we get closer towards the end of the year, to give him a call and see if he had anything coming up for the finances. I know he was, I brought up Section 179, where, you know, you do your tax write-offs and things like that. And, you know, he told us to follow up as we get closer towards the end of the year. Would you know if there's anything that, you know, he does write off or if he brings on any equipment or anything like that at all? Or is that still
I don't know any of that. Normally the best time he's in the office, unfortunately, is about 7 o'clock in the morning.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 6 to 7 in the morning. He comes in to get things started a lot of times, and then he's
right.
Started in and out through the day, so he don't really have a set time.
Oh, okay. So he's definitely going to be hit or miss every time I call.
Yeah, pretty much. Kind of
yeah.
Like playing the lottery.
Except a little bit harder, maybe.
Yeah, actually, yeah, probably.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. I guess I will try and give him a call back again later this week. And if you could show him that email that I will send over very shortly, I would really appreciate that.
Okay, I sure
yeah.
will.
And what was your name? I'm sorry I didn't get that.
My name is Shayla.
Shayla?
Shayla, yes.
Shayla, it was a pleasure talking to you, Shayla, this
right.
morning.
You too.
Appreciate your time. Thank you. Bye-bye.